And finally, why should we do it? I mean, part of the challenge is just to get that. Again, I'm sure you've got opinions, as some people here, who think we shouldn't be spending money on this. I think there are two things. One is just the challenge of getting there, to land on the moon, to climb Mount Everest, to go to the bottom of the ocean, something very human. But in the longer term, there is a very practical reason that we are vulnerable in space. As the dinosaurs found out to their cost 65 million years ago, sooner or later something's going to hit the Earth and destroy larger creatures. The microbes will survive, but anything big is going to be annihilated. So the reason for going to Mars is to establish a colony of humans on Mars so that if the Earth is devastated, then humans can come back from Mars to the Earth. It works the other way, of course. Mars might be impacted, then humans can go back to Mars. But the chances of the two being hit exactly at the same time are pretty remote. So by having one other base in space, we can practically totally ensure the long-term survival of humans, which we can't do just by having one planet. But of course, you don't want to live in tin cans for 65 million years. It's even worse than your camper van. So one of these suggestions has been to terraform Mars. That's to turn Mars into a planet like the Earth. So in this artist's impression, the humans have been living inside this glass-domed city at the back for a long time. But what they've done is change Mars itself. So it's been warmed up. You do that by putting greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. There are super greenhouse gases, which apparently can warm up Mars by 50 degrees in maybe a century or so. Once it's warmed up, then the carbon dioxide comes up, thickens the atmosphere, the water melts, you get rivers, you get water vapour, that heats up the planet even more. You put in trees because they'll turn carbon dioxide into oxygen, and then you can step out of your dome onto your planet. Is that really the way forward? And we discovered there's a sort of an underground movement among space colonists which is saying that rather than taking this mammoth engineering task of changing an entire planet, and of course we don't know we can do it, we don't understand how the Earth's environment works well enough, can we be sure if we change Mars we're going to get this happening? Or maybe we have such advances in genetics these days, and being in Melbourne you know all about genetics now from last week, that perhaps what we'll do instead is to change humans so that humans can live on Mars as Mars is now. So we don't change Mars, it remains the planet that it is, but we change ourselves to live on Mars. And these could then be our own descendants, and maybe the people who in future will colonise the entire universe, changing themselves as they move from planet to planet. And I know we ought to eat now, so I'll just say, if you want to find out any more, just get hold of.